welcome to the makeshift studio aboard the good ship Gnosis, where Hutton are hosting a farewell knees up for the departing galactic intern.
Hey, Mom, it's me.
It's chaos out there, and all the best ones are in here. Or so we've been told.
Canon Interstellar are in full swing, and the gin is flowing.
I think I'm staying off the gin until I've read my bit. But Lou's vanished on me. Think he's had my share.
So, without any further ado, here are our headlines.
Complete repeat defeat in replete bug fix sheet.
Gnosis nearly ends up mugged.
Duke doesn't duck and gets squarely stuck.
Atrus 5060 has Thargoids on his six and 2020 on the locations.
Lou's left the naughty step and is currently shaking his thing on the dance floor.
So I'm covering his bit and Norma's doing a tango through this week's community goals.
The Pilots Federation released a number of critical system updates this week to ships out in the galaxy, including the removal of the lines of code that cause scan complete to say scan complete each time someone had a complete scan and no longer wanted to hear that their scan was complete, as they knew their scan was complete already, and would it please stop saying scan complete. Hand in hand with this one, there was a modification to the power of the abrasion blaster, thanks to Canon Interstellar, who had identified that some Muppet had replaced the power cells with the replicator from the Gnosis kick machine. This had the rather pleasing side effect of not only shipping off a chunk of rock, but then replicating it once for each additional abrasion blaster fitted to the ship. Whilst this has led to millionaires becoming billionaires and billionaires becoming trillionaires, the effect on galactic markets and influence was rather unbalancing, or even unbalancing to the galaxy, where people were now buying loaves of bread for 10 tons of void opals, toilet paper for 20, and tins of beans for whole python loads. There has also been, as a result, a rebalancing of the influence effect of doing much too much smuggling and being a bit naughty on factions throughout the galaxy. We can't tell as yet whether this has caused smugglers in Harry Potter to be happier or grumpier, but we're sure that Team Hot Pit will be working it out in due course.
Canon Interstellar averted a near disaster of mug overload proportions this morning when the Gnosis, en route to Hutton, inexplicably ran out of fuel halfway through the journey. The fuel rats were called, the repair teams were sent, and raced to the scene just in advance of the Hutton salvage party, who were rubbing their hands together with glee at the thought of turning the megaship's mighty engines into a bumper crop of mugs in time for the next boom. Laden with cake, biscuits, a disco ball, and more than a little tinfoil, the Gnosis was heading for this very vicinity to assist in the celebration of the departure of one galactic intern from the bubble, having combat logged entirely on his duties, and shortly to be departing to wend his merry way elsewhere in the galaxy, or possibly even another galaxy somewhere far out there. The Gnosis, normally reserved for scientific endeavour, and the scene of a recent Thargoid attack appears to be consuming more fuel than normal, though whether that's as a result of the hurry to get to Hutton, or due to the increased mass from the cake, no one has yet been able to tell. There also appears to have been a minor glitch with the docking systems, meaning commanders this morning were unable to launch even once it had arrived at its destination, and a number of hotbox pilots from Van Manen Star Spa and Juice Bar have denied having visited the tomb of Mr. Dusty just before meeting the Gnosis at Verati, Canon's home system. Any glitches as a result of unsafe docking are entirely coincidental and nothing to do with any evil space viruses at all.
In a mining incident, more reminiscent of a mighty battle against unbending foes, Commander Duke Spartan of the Hutton Truckers had an unfortunate and entirely unplanned rapid, unscheduled disassembly this week. In his race to take the Hutton Squadron to the top tier of the table for trading, he was hunting down the total set by one Commander Vengtetten, when one particularly pretty passing pile of rock caught his attention, and the motherlode of Void Opals became the object of his desire. Not wanting to miss the spectacle of the rock exploding, he duly reversed to gain the best view, and being totally unaware of his reversing sensor beeping loudly at him, connected with a rock to the rear. As he's a careful sort, this normally wouldn't have been a problem, but in this case, the rock had a buddy. A very close buddy. In fact, their relationship could probably be best described as intimate. Being caught in this impending threesome, and by the time he realized he probably wasn't happy with being the spare in the thundering meeting of mass, he barely had time to strip to his loincloth, don his remlock, and scream for Sparta before his ship crumbled, crushing in the mighty meat grinder, and he dived headfirst towards the remain of the Void Opal rock, pickaxe in hand. It's only as a result of the extreme low temperatures and escape gases giving him a full cryogenic makeover that he survived the incident, though his loincloth did go a bit crunchy. Having been rescued by passing commanders, this mighty Spartan promptly kept to his word as an accomplished Iron Man, he also does fun runs, gave away all his possessions and demanded to be taken back to Aerovate and put in a stock sidewinder with no cash. Hutton salutes his bravery, though we cannot recommend wearing anything less than full thermals, a vest, some gloves, a nifty balaclava, and one of those pocket warmers that you snap and keeps your pinkies warm.
Good evening, trackers. Atris 5060 reporting in with the latest intel from Canon Research on all things Fargoids. Apologies for the short message last week, but being out on the Distant Worlds 2 expedition, it was hard to get a stable signal. Now, last week, the Eagle Eye system reported no new targets. However, that did not mean that the Thargoids were giving humanity a break from their continued onslaught. Incursions have been reported in Kenenk, and Madras, or Madras, whichever you want, Pleiades Sector HR-WD1-42 and HIP-21167. Though the efforts of the AXI and its allies, the incursion was lifted upon HIP-21167. That's good! Great news! The other three systems, however, are still under siege and in need of defending! With three incursions still in place, the Thargoids have also targeted six systems this week. Eagle Eye is reporting that the new targets as Asterop, Mirop, Sterope 2, that's a lot of ropes, HIP-9141, Bulge, and HIP-21167. HIP-21167 currently has a station already damaged by a previous incursion, as does HIP-9141. Sterope 2 is an uninhabited system and is a non-priority target. Combat pilots should coordinate with the AXI and Canon Lab 69 to defend these systems. With all the damaged stations in the bubble still on fire and the prospect of several more to be added into this list this week, Operation IDA will need all the help it can to bring the stations back online. There are currently 44 damaged or burning stations. The haulers of IDA will be completing repairs on Cleaver Prospect and Pleiades Sector HR-WD1-57 before they can move on to the rest. Your mission this week, truckers, should you choose to accept it, will be to defend humanity, full stop. But more specifically for this week, in Asterop, Mirop, HIP-9141, Bulge, HIP-21167, Kikenk, Madras, and Pleiades Sector HR-WD1-42. Good luck out there, commanders. Follow the mug!
This is really educating.
It appears that I've been passed a piece of paper with some notes on it. Number one, we're winning the war in lies, so wouldn't worry. Number two, we're in war here in Alpha Centauri, so worry a lot about that for a few days once the hangover goes away. Number three, pirates are attacking Bernard's star, which means we're getting all filthy rich again off of those opals. Number 3A, we now own Dark's High in Epsilon Eridani, and have driven those pirates away. And number 4, that's about it. Just stay away from the naughty step. Over in Colonia, there's only one line on this one. Do stuff for Hutton at Hutton Moon and over in Doritos. That's it. No idea what it means, so over to Norma and her lovely pair of CGs.
Billionaire investor Lexi October has announced plans to save technology company Supertech from bankruptcy and has requested various commodities to be delivered to Stone Enterprise in the Rockefeller system. More details later.